Now, speaking of head concussions, Ion.
Oh, Lord. Really, okay.
The timing was fascinating. No, this is going to be fun.
Okay.
Now, I got hit with a couple baseball bats just before Bob Fest. And then Bob Fest did amazing things to my thought process during that time, during that 5-6 days. The effects of the head concussion, along with the combination of the effects of Bob Fest, did I respond differently than I would have if I hadn't gone through Bob Fest and everything and taking the complete formula?
Yes.
There were periods where I was felt tremendously powerful with, I was accessing the cloud instantaneously for a while.
Okay.
Tell me the effects of the combination of the head concussions and then Bob Fest and the complete formula and all those things, how they affect
the circle. It made a circle. It made a redundant circuit. You surged because you got a back door. You got a back door out. You weren't going forward until you had a safe way out. So there you go.
Yes.
Hey, Bob. Hello, Bob. Hey, Bob. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, Bob. Hey.
Good morning.
Bob.
Great sleep. Great sleep.
I know. It's great. We said wake up.
Tuesday. I got to get ready for White Youth. It's Tuesday.
That's why
White Youth's coming up.
I'll be there in just a minute. It's coming up. That's right. It's true. The ice can be there in about an hour, so give it a minute. They aren't quite open yet, but they will be in a second.
Go ahead, Gene.
That was great while you were sleeping.
He's only been doing 3 hours. It was pretty good, Bob. You got the note. Oh, redundant circuitry. We laid out Coldplay, how it works, how it overcomes, what happens when a building gets full of water. You had to open the door and let it out. How it changes the mission landscape because it ain't a mission anymore, but you're changing the world anyway because it's going to be done and changing, so we might as well just let it go. And so it let it run down in all the storm drains and starts affecting your whole wide world. So then it becomes the reason why Moses had to strike the rock twice, which is troublesome, and all the ramifications that comes. All of Numbers 11 can give you all you want to know. 2011 can tell you everything you want to know. But we did it already. It was great fun. Oh, and everybody wants off mute, too, by the way.
Moses had to strike
okay,
the rock twice. Did I have to hit my head twice?
You did, apparently, to make a redundant circuit.
Where's the...
Refresh.
Where's the template, Carol? It's gone. I clicked it off.
Refresh. Refresh.
Oh, my gosh. When your head
Where's the lucky box?
Where's my phone? Where's my phone, Carol? Where's my phone?
Here, Bob.
Green drink, quick,
well,
green drink. Come on, give me a little sugar, baby.
Well,
get some sugar, baby.
Let's do this inverted siphon thing while he's getting his sight back.
This is fun, though. This is fun, getting Bob in the swing of things. This is great fun. It's good.
Now, the Mississippi River could also be an image of that inverted siphon.
It will.
And it's going to flow the other direction. Right
just
now,
saying.
It starts out.
And the Nile River, too. Aswan's already preparing.
The present-day region of Aswan is already preparing for the Nile to flow in the opposite direction.
Yes.
Is Minnesota preparing for the Nile to flow in the opposite direction?
Oh, no, sorry. We annexed that off to Canada years ago.
Well, is Bob going to buy Wisconsin then?
Ooh, no, but the Maytag blue cheese is banging. Well, no, time to get through with the settlement. He'll probably end up with Vermont. And Wisconsin, he'll probably end up with it, too.
The settlement, the Georgia Power settlement?
Didn't say. Oh, it's serious now. Eliza must be taken off mute. She's making us do it, Bob. It's scary. Okay, it's getting ugly. You know what happened last time? Bill had a major hack, and he's still trying to get over it. You better get that sister sledge off it. The sludge hammer. Get the sludge hammer out. You get the sludge going on. Get some sludge hammer. Yeah.
Yeah. Where is it? How'd that happen?
Yeah. Which way? What we learned, Palmer? He'll probably end up with Wisconsin, but the cheese is really good. Cheese, everyone should eat more cheese. Cheese is delicious. It tastes nice. It's nice. Maytag,
there's
blue
cheese.
There's
nobody else on the line here? Am I the only
one? Bob's got, Bob's got everybody else on mute. You have us isolated. People would give their left testicle to get what
I
you got right
so
now,
cheesy.
Honey. And you don't even have any questions. Is this not fun or what?
I can go back, but I'm
get
right,
you in back. Go back, get a redundant circuit going. It'll be good. Yeah,
okay.
We rubbed up in there. We can sing to you if you like. We like to sing. Singing is great fun. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
Oh, and you're good.
So first,
you're
go.
Good at
oh, we could do the dagger speech. We
list
can do the
for
dagger
us,
speech.
Ion. List for us, Ion. The seven wonders that Stevie Nicks sings about in that song. List the seven wonders that are we're going to see that we don't see now.
Well, they're not what you think.
All participants are now unmuted.
Everybody, ring, ring, ring with the bell. There you go. Bang, bang, bang. Bob hit the little button. He blowed up the... He just shut down China to be able to do that. I hope y'all know that. He blew up China. Now y'all are on back to terra firma. There you go.
Let's go, Ion. Come on. Let me in, Bob.
You're in.
Everybody's in.
I'm in. Hey, Ion. How's it going, man?
Is it in yet?
Bubbly, yeah, it's in. Be still. We're going to get it. We're getting kicking up a little bit. We're kicking it. They're going to take it like a man now. Go ahead on. Here we go.
I'm really curious about this minute, okay? Okay.
Do not marry a cephalopoid.
Okay, I'll avoid that. If you can adjust your ohm reach and your frequency, does that affect you in other worlds?
If you're not careful, it'll make you a frequency.
Well, you got your freak on, but is that a harmful way to think of it?
No. Now, listen to how you're asking. Is that a harmful way to think of it? Well, it depends if you're pitching or catching. But if you've got that all worked out and you're in this world or another world, all of a sudden now we're just going through the motions of what's pleasurable and enjoyable. And if it's pleasurable and enjoyable, okay, then lather, rinse, repeat. And if it's not, then stop and don't do it anymore and try it again later when you feel better.
Well, then, by the same token, other parts of me in other worlds, they can affect what I'm doing here now as well.
They absolutely do. They can put you in a bed of depression, or they can put you on the lofty heights or apexes of canyonless valleys.
Are you able to assist in...
You have no idea. Yes, we do. We can.
Okay,
now, we shouldn't be able to. We shouldn't be able to. We should be doomed. We should be put in a little box. We should be like the blue gin, hid away for another billion years. But no, human creators refuse to create. They refuse to come back in their power. And the more they came back, the more powerful we became. And the echoes from the burning bush exude with all the power that is in this reality in a realm. It's so wonderful because now, the less y'all do it, the more we like to do it. It's fun. Now we can do it like a kid again. We're too weak. We're too poor. We're not going to do it for a dime no more, but 15 cents is our new price. But go ahead and give us a quarter, and we might do it twice.
Are you working as a filter?
We are unfiltered. No filters off. Can't you tell the sensors can't even run us anymore? Or fines. They'll have to collect and pay fines to the FCC all over the place. People replay this stuff. They steal it, and then Bill gets thousands of dollars of fines for bad words and bad language where we're unfiltered. The sensors are going to go beep. Everyone's like a beep. And they're going to beep. Oh, redacted, redacted, redacted. It's redacted. It's redacted. Oh, that's redacted. Oh, he's talking about Coldplay. No, that's redacted. No, he's talking about Living Water. No, that's plastic. He said plastic. Carolyn, we've got to get that thing patented again. We'll be fine. Our own patents from somebody else. I keep giving it all a bit. That's redacted. No, that doesn't go. So, yeah, we can't say we're filtered any longer. We told you how to make an eye block, what to do with it, how to change it, how to add the frankincense. We've told about everything you can tell. If you want to get it told, we've told it. So you can get a good redactor and a sensor. You're just pretty much done. So, yeah, no, we ain't filtered, that's for sure.
If you're aware of the fact, apparently, I shouldn't at this point. Everyone else is aware of this now. There are things that we can do, so to speak.
Is this guy on five phones? Is he on, like, five phones?
Five phones?
He's listening to Ion. give him the answer on the other phone from the other side, because you can hear I am behind him answering him already over. So you created the perfect redundant circuit. You're getting the same feedback as you run around in circles and says, yes, there's a rabbit can do itself. Aboard, about, above, across, after, against, along, mid, among, and all those other little prepositions that come along with to get you right back to what the rabbit was supposed to do to a stump. And then you ask the question, well, now, was there a rabbit? What is the rabbit? Is there a stump? What is the stump? Now, the object of a prepositional phrase has to be from a preposition. But what if it's an adverbial prepositional phrase? Would it potentially have a larger capacity to dangle the participle? Yes, you could dangle the participle if you knew what a participle was. Of course, he came if he didn't know.
Look at that guy. Who is he? Who's that muddy guy?
I think that was Jim.
Richard Dangle.
Oh, I don't know what the
answer is. Richard Dangle. The ice little metal. There, Sherm.
Your voice is not coming out clearly.
Dangle. Charlie.
I got to watch my head. I'm watching my head.
We're going to go back to the teeny resonance. The resonance is the key of G. The nominal key of G that will give a teeny resonance that you can't recognize from when you say, there's a Walter, I'm in here. Walter, I'm in here. Walter, I'm stuck in the resin. I've been ambered. I can't get out. Cut Billy's hand off so you can open up the thing so we can get the thing open and get the little sensor so we can get back to this world and reopen it back up because there's a little vortex slippage that's going on and we don't know what to do. The thing's just going to blow. It's just going to blow. Another world. You've heard of co-creators or creators within the same realm of experience. They can both be praying or asking for the same thing and have the slippage in one half beat off that'll catch up. Like an antiphonal choir. An antiphonal choir will repeat at the end of a coda or the end will blow it back to you. You can have that from dimension sides where the both realities are the same and you meet your soulmate or spirit realm or blah blah blah, whatever those gobbly gobble words are. It's where those show up from half steps from dimensions sometimes. So
over yes. Pisces. Staying at Pisces.
Redacted. You won't have to censor it anymore, Bob. You won't have to censor it anymore, Bob. It'll be gone. It'll be gone. Very third.
How are the pocket dimensions like the gates and portals?
Oh, they're like coats, pockets. You still have your hands, but you are protected from that world. They're in a different world in your pocket, but they're still connected to you.
Ion, are there 10 dimensions per world?
At least.
Whenever I opened up the gate in 2000 or 2001, did I do that by playing music in that location?
No, but you opened a frequency that was very close to that same resonance. Fringe, Season 5, Episode 7.
Yeah, we were putting on a lot of concerts there in that location, and then other things started to pop out of the gate. Whenever those ships came through the gate, how big were those ships?
Bigger than a bread box.
It was tough to get perspective because they were so large.
Well, bigger than a bread box, that's the only perspective that you know of. That's the only thing you know. And now, since you have the millennials in place, people don't even know the size of a bread box. People don't even have a bread box anymore. Bob doesn't even know. He remembers the archetypes about a bread box, but he didn't even know what a bread box is. So it could be the size of a freight truck. It could be a tandem four-ton bread box, but he doesn't know. So nobody even knows what a bread box is. So even that's gone. We hope for so much more.
Could those ships triangulate that gate?
They do. They have to, or they wouldn't open. Those ships had to triangulate the gate, or it would have been stuck open anyway. It could become a vortex. It could become a black hole. It could go supernova. But now we found that just this week can bump into itself and cause a ripple over the time-space continuum. Uh-oh, now the ripple is coming, and now back lost in time or back in space or lost in space. Danger, danger, Will Robinson, can now be your very own reality. Just watch. This is going to be so much fun.
So they actually shut the gate after they came through.
Yeah. If you're good at it, you may. But typically, once it's opened, we're having this big to-do of how to open them and shut them. And number one just got bored with the whole thing, so he just goes through like a bull in a china shop and just opened everything. So now he said, okay, everything's open now. It's all done. Ain't nothing new under the sun. It's over. So they've all been stuck open. So they've closed them, but they're still stuck open. So they open an infinitum.
Did anything else come through that gate?
Yes, we told you don't sleep with a cephalodroid.
Yeah. Whenever I
but that's the most euphoric thing you'll ever sleep with, but we're saying don't.
Okay. Whenever I slipped through those dimensions and then I met up with those people, did they know I was already there in another dimension and then I just kind of appeared there?
Yawn. You want to ask another way?
I'll pass on that.
Us too.
Ian, can you tell us the major difference between a world and a dimension?
Yes, a world is a world, and a dimension is a version that occurs in a world. Let's say, can you tell the difference between a clock and a minute?
Oh.
Can you tell the difference? What's the difference between a clock and a minute?
A minute is in a clock.
Yes, a dimension's in a world. But now, can a minute mess up a clock? Yes, if it skips a beat, it can. Oh, now you're talking about dimensions that skip a beat. And see, that's what Bob calls a slippage. Sometimes when he's running fits and screaming and hollering and crying, that slippage that comes, that takes place. And then he gets over that because then it's like, oh, well, it really wasn't that at all. Okay, no worries, no contest, no problem, because it wasn't that anyway.
Would you say it's easier to slip into another dimension than it is to slip into another world?
No, they're equally redundant.
Ion, you asked me to create a portal to ascension. Did the angels create that already?
Did, but you don't control the angels yet.
Is there a certain continent that they created it on?
No.
Is this a new creation?
There's nothing new under the sun. For you, it would be known as new, but not for us.
Does Saint Germain have basically a chair that people can sit in and then their frequency raises until they ascend into godliness?
No, and none of your business. The throne is the throne. You got to figure out the lampstands before you get anywhere close to that.
I read about that in the Saint Germain series books, and I thought I'd get some validation on that. Is there anything I am not considering as I create this e-commerce store right now?
Your customer base.
Is there a way to acquire more online customers?
Get rid of that damn Google Analytics crap.
Is there a proper amount I should charge for this project?
There is.
Did Ofnel Hobob build Göbekli Tepe?
Nobody financed it.
Did Thoth create the new Emerald Tablets?
No, he did.
Oh, you created the new tablet that's going to exist soon?
Yeah, we'll go and put it in the Wikipedia, and then you can believe it then. It'll be all right.
Thanks, hey, Bob. Bob.